Gloria Cadena is a hair and makeup artist and a self-love activist. She's also the creator of Bomb Beauty, El Paso's premier cosmetic boutique where beauty meets art. Bomb loves, respects, and accepts us all, just the way we are. And here to talk self-love and makeup is Gloria Cadena. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored.
So really, it is about more than just makeup, what you're doing at Bomb.
Yes, it is. Makeup's a thing that we do,
right?
But I think the feelings that we get when we use makeup, the artistic side that's existing right now with makeup, it's more than just an object you go by or an object that you own. It's really its own subculture now, is what I tell people.
No, it's full on. I mean, there's these YouTube stars that are famous just doing makeup. What I love about what you do, you know, talking about kind of respecting and loving everybody no matter what, is you bring in everyone. You've got drag queens. You've got some of our trans friends. You've got women. You've got men.
Yes.
And they're all doing their thing.
And they all do the same thing. And that's what's pretty amazing, and which is kind of like what we all have in common. Like, we all want to look good. We all want to self-express. We all want to, you know, paint ourselves a little bit and be like, ooh. And every woman, every person who enjoys that, it doesn't matter, like, what you look like, what you're going for, what trend you're looking for, where you fit in, how you do it. Bomb Beauty and how I feel is just, we love it. Like, we're happy that you're doing it. We get excited. For me, self-love, it was, like, a very hard thing to find.
Yeah.
Finding the love for yourself, it's a difficult thing. It could be a difficult thing for a lot of people.
I think it's a difficult thing for most everyone. I mean, you know, we all have self-doubts and self... It's easier to doubt yourself than it is to say, you know what? I got this.
Yeah, and to just question stuff. And I think that's what a lot of it was, just like you're questioning everything we're seeing. Makeup has made these like huge jumps. There's all these campaigns. There's all these artists out there, like you were saying, these YouTube stars. There's just so many different types out there. But like always, there's still the mainstream.
Right.
I mean, the mainstream is beautiful. Technique is beautiful. Just like art, fine art, it's beautiful. But you have all of these side, again, subcultures, the artistic, the abstract, the brides, the drag queens, the costume makeup, the character makeup, all of these people, and it's all art. You still spend hours doing it, creating your face as a canvas. And so I'm kind of trying to create not just a store, but really a whole, just a place of acceptance, like a movement of just of being able to express yourself through makeup.
You see that. I follow you on Instagram, and you have these neat tutorials where you'll have, you know, some of the better-known queens from town showing you how they do their thing. And as a woman, not even a drag queen, I want to know how they do their makeup because it's better than any job I can do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's on. How did you come to be kind of the hub, or how did you find each other? Because you do. You have all the fun people.
I've always just been like... looking for just different things. Like, I just love independent brands. I love independent companies. You know, I mean, obviously there's so many markets now and things like that, and you find all these like smaller companies, but there's so many out there, and I love finding people like that and performers and this and that. And so I was a fan of all of these people before I even had Bomb Beauty. I was just a fan.
Yeah.
You know, I followed these people like, wow, like so-and-so does amazing makeup. You know, she's a makeup artist. She's a drag queen. She does amazing makeup. Just so many different people that I follow that I'm just obsessed with. And when I started the store, I was like, I know they use the stuff that I'm obsessed with, because
the pigments, the colors.
Yes. Like, it's quality. It's popular in the community, in the different makeup communities. Like, I know we're using the same stuff. Like, let's hang out.
Right.
Let's, you know?
You're like, what's up?
The way I see it is it. And I always kind of compare it to like a skate shop almost.
Yeah, that's community too that comes with it.
Exactly. This, you know, the skaters, they go and they do skate tricks together and they learn things off of each other and this and that. And that's kind of what I wanted.
Well, it's what you're creating, clearly.
It's been working.
And so, I mean, your store is, well, tell people how to get there, because I've gone and it takes a while to find it. But once you find it, you can't unfind it.
Yeah, it's like it's a little bit hidden. We're like a diamond in the rough right now. You know, pressure. Pressure is making the diamond. It's Yarborough and Vista del Sol. So it's in the old shopping center. There used to be Baskin Robbins. At the moment, there's a BB's Hall. We're right behind the flower shop. So you kind of have to look for us. We have a mural in the back, which is like gorgeous. So you could stop by. And as soon as you find that big butterfly, you'll find us.
That's how you find Bob.
Yeah. Yeah, you could just look for the big butterfly on the wall. That's the best way to do it. But yeah, Yarborough and Vista del Sol, 1212 Yarborough.
Now, what would you say to yourself even? Because you're right, makeup is everywhere. It's at Walgreens, it's everywhere. And here you are with a very special store.
Yeah, you can shop everywhere, but again, always shop local, mm-hmm. try to shop independent. But again, I have so many independent brands. So I'll kind of tell you a little bit about some of my brands because they're awesome. I have like XO Cosmetics. They are local. It's a girl. It's her part-time gig. She's making highlights. She's branding herself. She does eyelashes. She does mirrors. She does just a whole range of makeup products.
And she makes the eyelashes, right?
The pigments she does. So like all the eyeshadows and highlights, that's all made by her.
That's
like,
all her.
Yeah,
okay.
She formulated that color. So I proudly carry her. I carry a couple of different eyelash brands that are from in town, which are really awesome. They're always young girls. You know, some of them are students here at UTEP.
That's so cool.
And they have a whole business on the side. And it's awesome because I get to carry them. So they get to be like a full-on eyelash business.
You're kind of like where all the side hustles come together.
Honestly, yeah. I want to encourage people, like, you want to start a line? Do it. I'll carry you. You want to start a line? Like, let's see what you have in mind. Let's see what colors you have in mind. Like, I believe in every single person. I mean, we all have been watching makeup videos, loving mm-hmm. makeup, spending thousands.
I know, if you really think about it, right? It's like so small. And
yeah, you literally spend thousands on it. So, I mean, we know it. We know the community. Why can't we create these products? Why can't we be the next big thing? Why can't El Paso put out big YouTube stars? Why can't they have big makeup challenges and all these just events? We can do it. Where, you know, we have El Paso, Las Cruces. You know, we're a big city.
We've got it going on.
Yeah. So,
and the beauty of it is that somebody like you or like me or like anybody else can just take a chance on anything. Like you can have your own makeup store. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, do whatever it is that you do. Yeah. And you have an honest shot at it, right?
Yes. I mean, I really believe so. I think, like, the economy is set up to where you can, where it's not impossible
right.
to dream big.
Right.
So, but that's the goal. And I just really believe in our city, and I really believe in the talent of it. And I just really believe that people are starting to take makeup a little bit more serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just like, oh, she's crazy with all those colors on her face, or like people think you're just superficial or whatever the case may be. Like, this is going in depth. I'm pushing a message of acceptance, of self-love, of creating something, of not just, you know, this is a pink lipstick and it's going to make all the men love you.
Right.
You know, like it's going way past that.
Right. It's like, this is who I am. It's an outward expression. You can take it or leave it, but I'm going to rock it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's exactly
that's what I see anyway. I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, that's exactly the attitude.
So what are your plans moving forward? I know you've been doing a lot more tutorials, a lot more workshops. Is that going to continue to build the community?
That's really the goal. I feel like so many people, and on so many levels, they always want to educate themselves more, which is a huge part. Your everyday woman wants to learn how to spice it up for her date night. Your everyday person who wears like a little bit of makeup wants to know that extra trick. Like, we all want to know a little bit more and a little bit more. And I think we're having a really good opportunity to teach people that, to give different classes. And for me, it's about not always it being me.
Right.
You know, like, I'm going to teach a class. I'm going to do this. Like, put me in the photos. Put me in the clothes. Like, I like to get different girls, different backgrounds, different sizes, different everything. Different colors, different everything to represent the store.
Because beauty's everywhere.
That's all of us. Yeah. So I never wanted to be just like, oh, this is how I see beauty. Like, this is what we should all be. Like, no, it's what everybody is. And so, yeah, the goal is just to keep pushing that, to keep giving people opportunities. These girls that are making YouTube videos,
mm-hmm.
give them a platform.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the huge goal, huge goal. Would be to eventually, send some of these girls out to makeup schools. give these girls opportunities to get published. Like,
yeah, because right now everybody, at least in this city, is self-taught. And there's a lot of talent. Mm-hmm. But it's incredible. Like, imagine if there were professional training for makeup mm-hmm. artists here in
town.
Oh,
yeah. And I mean, and if you do go and you get, it's going to cost you a very pretty penny. Mm-hmm. And to make that type of money back, it's a lot of work. So if I could, as a company, you know, give people that opportunity to step up the makeup game in the whole entire city, then I think that would be amazing.
That's pretty cool. Let's talk about trends then. So what do you see happening right now in makeup? I mean, I know we just talked about individual expressions, but there's always those neat little threads that kind of tie us together.
Yeah.
What do you see? Especially it's the holidays.
Well, from what I've been seeing is greens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone's kind of playing with greens. And I think it's so good because right now there's a lot of different greens you could use. So every skin tone, you can pick an olive type of green, a brighter type of green. And it's not just for the holidays. It's just a trend that's going on right now. It's like kind of starting to
fall. Green is your new smoky eye.
Yeah, you could do a smoky eye with green. It's very, very like changeable. I think green is like a very big, huge trend right now. Eyebrows are always the trend, I think.
Right. I have my 1990 eyebrows. I shouldn't have just like taken them out because now they're not growing back. And now it's like hairy eyebrows are back, right? Like kind of more
mm-hmm.
full.
Yeah, but it's always a change. Like the eyebrows go back and then they go forth.
I know.
They're this one shape and then they're this other shape. But they're never your natural brow.
Well, good to know because, I mean, yeah, I got to draw mine in to be on trend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yo, I have what we call a three head. Uh-huh. I have a forehead that meets my eyebrows. So I just have to shave the whole thing off.
Well, it looks great on
right?
you.
But thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so if people want to find Bomb, give us the details. It seems like social media is really where people can find you.
Yes, it's Instagram. Instagram is just Bomb Beauty Products. Will pop up right away. And the same thing for Facebook and the same thing, bombbeautyproducts.com. That's our online website. And that's pretty much where you could find us.
All right. Well, there you have it. We've been talking to Gloria Cadena. She's a hair and makeup artist and self-love activist who happens to have created Bomb Beauty here in El Paso. You can visit them on the east side of town. Look for them on Instagram. And thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Yes. Thank you for having me.